paragraph A, v'zeh b'chinas vayakel Moshe. This is what the Torah tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered people together, v'hizhirom al meleches ha-mishkan, and that's when he taught Bnei Israel and he warned them about the building of the Mishkan. U'mikoydem hizhirom al shmira Shabbos. But before that, before going into the Mishkan, first he spoke to them about keeping Shabbos. Lahoyrois, and the Gemara says this comes to teach us, Shemeleches HaMishkan Eino Doiche Shabbos, that building the Mishkan does not allow a person to violate Shabbos. Chas v'shul. Can't violate Shabbos in order to build a Mishkan. K'mo Yishom Rabbi Senes Allah, as Rashi HaKodesh quotes from the Gemara over there. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'lechayre kosher." There seems to be a difficult question here. Meheichon olo al hadas shemalech samishkan doyche Shabbos. Why would it occur to anybody that building the Mishkan should negate Shabbos? Haloi ein shum mitzvah shein zmana kavua doyche Shabbos. There's no mitzvah in the world that's not at a fixed time, like Bris Mila, which has to be on the eighth day. But any other mitzvah that doesn't have to be done specifically on a fixed day never pushes aside Shabbos. So why would we think that building the Mishkan could negate Shabbos? Achoinyin ki meleches binyan ha-mishkan v'keilov zebechinas binyan heichal ha-kodesh. However, this goes back to our discussion. The building of the Mishkan that the Jews did in the desert is synonymous with what we're talking about, with what the tzaddikim build, a heichal ha-kodesh. They build a yeshiva, a shul for Hashem. They build a place where they can bring people close to Hashem. Because through the building of the Mishkan, that's how Klal Yisrael was zocheh to have the Shekhinah among them, the present, the Spirit of Hashem present among them, and the Jews were zocheh to come close to Hashem and to do tshuva for the Egel Hazoh, for everything. This corresponds exactly with what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in the Torah L'Kutimran there, about a tzaddik involved in building a Heichal HaKodesh, building a center for bringing people close to Hashem. Ki kemoi shenivna hamishkan begashmis sheikara hayu b'shvil haheichal hakodesh shehu lifnei kapoyres asher shom ha'oroin, because just like the Mishkan, the physical Mishkan that the Jews had in the desert, the main purpose of it, the focus of the Mishkan, was the heichal hakodesh, which was lifnei kapoyres, the oroin, which had in it asher shom ha'oroin, which had the luchos in it. That was the kodesh hakodoshim. That was the holy of holies. That was the focus of the whole Mishkan. Kimoikein nivne Mishkan veheichal hakodesh beruchnis minafshos Yisrael sheniskarvu l'Hashem Yisborach al yidei Moshe shehzirun b'tshuva. So too, there was a Mishkan and there was a holy heichal being built on a spiritual level from the souls of the Jewish people who were brought close through Moshe Rabbeinu, who was machzer them b'tshuva. For posterity, we mention that today is Zayin Ador, Tovshin Samach Tes, the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, the yahrzeit and birth date of Moshe Rabbeinu, Schuso Yogein Oleinu Val Kol Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu who built the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu who was machzer the Jews b'tshuva then. We believe Be'emunah Shleima that he's involved, that's what he's doing today. He's building the Mishkan, and he's being machzer us b'tshuva. He should be matzliach, being machzer all of Klal Yisrael b'tshuva. Nimtza shebinyan hamishkan hu bechinas binyan heichal hakodesh. So therefore, the building of the physical Mishkan was also the building of this heichal hakodesh that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about. Sheze ho'esek yokor v'choshuv me'oid me'oid etzla shemizborach yoiser mikol ho'avoidoy sheboilam. Here's, listen to these words. This job, this task, is more precious, much, much more precious to Hashem, more than all avoidos in the world. this issue of taking people that are far from Hashem, bringing them close to Hashem, being machzer people b'tshuva. Ki ze ikar gedul osoyu chvoido shlashim izborach kishaharachoykim b'yoyser niskarf melov. Because this is the real greatness of Hashem, and this is the greatest respect to Hashem, when people who are very far are zeicher to come close. As Rabbeinu Zal brings in Torah Nun Tes over there, the quote from the Zohar HaKodesh, Kadosi Yisroi Kedein Isyaker V'Yisale Shmod Kutshebrichu Eila V'Satan. That when Yisroi, the Pope, who had worshipped all the idols, when he came and said, I believe in Hashem, then the name of Hashem was elevated to the highest degrees, above and below. As we find also in the Zohar HaKadosh in many other places, for example, in Parshas Truma, Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amid Beis, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, Zako mando ochid biyodo dechayova. Fortunate, lucky is the person who holds on to the hands of the Rasha, who brings him close, who grabs hold of him and is makar of him. Just like the Arizal says about in the Haggadah that we say on Pesach, it says there, Keneged Arbo Bonim Dibra Torah. The Torah refers to four sons. Echod Chacham, one is a Chacham. The Echod Rasha, the second one is the Rasha. The Echod Tom, the third one is the Tom. And the fourth one is Einu Yedei Elishol. So the question is asked, shouldn't the Rasha be on bottom, the Chacham on top, the Rasha on the bottom, and the Tom Shenet Ishel should be in the middle? The answer is, a Chacham who doesn't have a Rasha right next to him isn't a Chacham. That the true Chacham in Klal Yisrael, the true Tzadikim in Klal Yisrael, are the ones who are able to take people who are far from Hashem and bring them close. By Moshe Rabbeinu, he had his Yisroi. Rabbeinu Zal had the three apikursim in Oman, plus the hundreds of other people who he was makariv. Rabbeinu Zal once made a statement that there are people sitting at my table for whom the Sho'el Tachtius would be too good for them. The lowest level in Gehenna would be too good for them. He made such a statement. And this task of building a Heichal HaKodesh out of Jewish souls by bringing people close to Hashem, which is Binyan HaMishkan, this is building a Mishkan, Zehu Bechinas Shmira Shabbos. This is synonymous with keeping Shabbos. Kamo Shekosu Batoiranal, Al Maimara Zohar, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Nun Tes and Likutim Ran, on the words of the Zohar Kodesh, where it says, Es Shabsoisai Tishmoiru, you should keep my Shabboses, my two Shabboses. The Zohar Kodesh says, Do Igula Veribua Delegai. This refers to the circle and the square inside of it. Ayin Shom Hetev. Look over there in Likut Imran Torah Nuntes, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show there that the circle and the square refer to the Heichal HaKodesh, refer to the Mishpat. The Choshen Mishpat that the Kohen Gadol wore was this square. It says, Ravu Ayye Kofel Zeresa. It should be square. And the eagle also, the circle refers to the Kisya Kovet of Hashem, also refers to Mishpat. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there. So these Shabbosim, this Shabbos, is this concept of this Heichal HaKodesh, a person who's involved in bringing people close to Hashem. And that's why you might have thought that building the Mishkan can you even violate the laws of Shabbos to do it? Me'achas shemaleches hamishkan hu bechinas binyan heichal hakodesh shezeo biatzmoi bechinas shmira Shabbos. Since building the Mishkan is synonymous with building this heichal hakodesh, which is Shabbos. That's what it is. It's called Shabbos. Bechinas es Shabsoi Sai Tishmoiru Anal. As Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, that this heichal hakodesh is a bechin of Shabbos. So I might have thought that in building the Heichal HaKodesh, it doesn't matter if I do Malacha on Shabbos. Al kein hizhironu Hashem yizborach mikoidem al shmira Shabbos. That's why before Hashem introduced the topic of the building of the Mishkan, right in front of it, he discusses keeping Shabbos. U'bechol mokoyim shehizra amalechas ha-mishkan, hizr mikoydom al Shabbos. And so too, if you look throughout the Torah, wherever Hashem talks about building the Mishkan, there's always a line in front of it, make sure you keep Shabbos. Lahoira is to teach us, she'ein malechas ha-mishkan doicha Shabbos. That the building of the Mishkan, even though it's bechinas Shabbos, that this Mishkan, this Heichal HaKodesh, is an aspect of Shabbos, it doesn't negate, it doesn't give you a license to violate the laws of Shabbos. Ki be'emes, ikra binyan ha-mishkan, shubchinas binyan Heichal HaKodesh, hu daiko al yedei shmira Shabbos. Because the truth is, in order to succeed in building the Mishkan, in order to succeed in bringing people close to Hashem, one of the main prerequisites that you need is keeping Shabbos, to keep Shabbos properly. Al yedei shebetelim b'Shabbos mikol minei melachos, through the fact that on Shabbos we stop all work, we don't do any work. Afilu mimaleches hakodesh shel binyan hamishkan, even the holy work of building the Mishkan, we stop it. Ki Shabbos hu bechinas bitul gomor el ha'or ein soif. Because Shabbos represents nullifying ourselves completely to the infinite light of Hashem. What do we do on Shabbos? We stop. What do we do on Shabbos? We don't. We don't do. We stop. When we're in that mode, where we're in stop, we're connecting to that Maimar Sosum. Remember? There's the 6 days of the week, there's the covenant of Hashem that's revealed, that's all active. When we stop, when we're quiet, when we're silent, we go up to that higher place, that keser, that crown, that beetle to the Oir Ein Sof. Sheshom tachlis hamenucha vashvisa. That's the place of the ultimate peace and rest. This is also the concept of the true tzaddik, who is Shabbos. As the Zohar HaKadosh says about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, his students said, "Ant Shabbos de kula yomi." You, Rabbi Shimon, you are the Shabbos. We're the 6 days of the week. You are the Shabbos. Because we already explained earlier, that this job of bringing people close to Hashem, which is building the Heichal HaKodesh, is something that's very, very difficult. Because there are some who you're not allowed to bring close at all. And even those who you're supposed to bring close, it requires a blowtorch. It requires that Eish HaMishpot to burn away their ra. The one who's being makar of them is responsible to try to get rid of their evil. He needs that Eish HaMishpot to do it. Therefore, this requires a lot of tefillah. And that's also very difficult to do it properly, to daven properly. Which person knows how to organize his tefillah properly? How to really daven to Hashem properly, to say exactly what you need to say to produce the right results? Bifrat al esik godel kozeh, especially if we're talking about this great project, this most important project in the world of being machzir people b'tshuva, bringing people close to Hashem, sheboi tluyim kol ha'olamos, whereby all the heavenly worlds are dependent on this, are dependent on Jews coming close to Hashem, especially those who are distant. Al kein, therefore, ikar binyan heichal hakodesh anal, hu al yedei habitul shel Shabbos, shehu bechinas hatzadik ho'emes. Therefore, the real success in building the heichal hakodesh is dependent on the bitul of Shabbos, on not working on Shabbos. Shehu bechinas hatzadik u'emes. And we said Shabbos is the concept of the true tzaddik. Ki b'Shabbos, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain what he means here. Ki b'Shabbos hashchino shoyveses ve'eino mevareres birurim. the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that throughout the 6 days of the week, the Shekhinah is involved in fixing things. Repair shop, major repair. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that every single night at Chatzos, the Shekhinah goes down to the low places where sparks of Kedusha have fallen and tries to sort out, tries to extract which sparks of Kedusha can be rescued from there and to be mavare them and to be male them. And those tzaddikim who are zocher to get up at midnight and to daven and learn then, they are partners with the Shekhinah in this avoida of these birurim, trying to sort out which sparks of Kedusha can be rescued and saved and elevated, etc. That's during the 6 days of the week. But on Shabbos, we're told, even the Shekhinah rests, and there are no, these birurim do not take place on Shabbos. Va'oz hu bechinas bitul haklipois. Shabbos is a time when the klipois, the forces of the sitrachra, are done away with completely. They're eliminated completely. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Nun Tes and Likut Imran. Va'ayin shom ha'shekosuv shom. Take a look at what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, that kemoikein al yedei igula v'ribua, that so too, by exercising that circle and square, dahainu al yedei eish ha'mishpot, which is the fire of mishpot, al yedei ze gamkein nizbatel horava klipa. That also helps us to eliminate the evil and the klipa. Ayin shom, look over there in Likut Imran. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal says now, Rabbeinu Zal is telling us over there, ki b'shabes nasin kol hatikunim memela al yedei habitul v'hashvisa v'amnucha. That these tikunim, this whole concept of getting rid of the evil, which during the weekdays requires tremendous effort and work, on Shabbos, it happens automatically, by itself, memela, through the bitul and shvisa nucha, by not working, by stopping to work, by resting, all of that happens automatically. Ve'ein tzrichin oz lo'orer eish ha'mishpot hana levare birurim. On Shabbos, there's no need to activate, to turn on that blowtorch, that eish ha'mishpot, in order to be mevare the birurim. V'alkein asurim kol hamalochos b'Shabbos. And this is why all work is forbidden on Shabbos. Machmas she'oz ein birur kiyodua. Because as the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, the reason for work, one of the reasons why we work, is to be mevarer birurim. Whether it's a person who's involved in business, whether it's a person who has a trade, all the different things that we do for parnosa, or the different malachos that we do, chopping wood, turning fire, or cooking, baking, all of those things, are birurim. We're making all kinds of birurim. We're separating good from bad, peeling the potatoes. We're separating good from bad, and we're elevating the good. And on Shabbos, there is no birur. Shezehu tam isur malocha b'Shabbos. This is the reason why we're not allowed to do work on Shabbos. V'alkein kololo hatoyra kol hamalocha shasurim b'Shabbos be'isur havoras eish. And this is why the Torah includes all the different types of work that a Jew's not allowed to do. The Torah puts them under an umbrella statement of do not light a fire in your residences on Shabbos. It says, don't do any work, or don't do work, k'mashikos b'parsha zois, as it says in Parshas Vayakel, lo sevaru eish b'chol moish voisechem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos. Do not light a fire in all of your residences on Shabbos. Ki ikar isur malocha b'Shabbos, machmas she'oz ein birur, ve'ein tzrichen oz lo'irer eish ha-mishpot kanal. Because again, as we said before, why don't we do work on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos there's no birur. How do you do birur? With fire. Eish ha-mishpot, Rabbeinu Zal said there, right? That fire is what helps you sort out the bad from the good and burn away the bad. On Shabbos, there is no birur. Therefore, on Shabbos, do not light a fire. Bishvil lidchois haklipois. We don't need to light the fire of Mishpat in order to remove the klipois. Ki oz hu shvisa umenucha gedoyla. Because on Shabbos, there is major, major rest. V'haklipois nidchu kvar be'erev Shabbos, be'es knisas Shabbos, alidei eish ha-mishpot she'osku bo yatzadikim kol yimei achol. And the klipois, the tumah, has already been pushed away on erev Shabbos, on Friday, when Shabbos is coming in, through the eish ha-mishpot that the tzadikim used throughout the 6 days of the week. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Rishofeho Rishfei Eish Shalheves Ko, and the Zohar HaKadosh shows Shezehu Soid Rechitzas Chamin Berav Shabbos Kimok Macher. This is the secret why one of the procedures that we do right before Shabbos is that we bathe in hot water. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when a Jew does that, when he bathes in hot water on Erev Shabbos, that brings down a fire. A tremendous fire from heaven that burns away the klipois, the three klipois that are not supposed to enter into the kiddush at all, that pushes them away, destroys them completely, and separates them from the klipas noiga, which can be brought into the kiddusha. That's the concept where we add part of Friday to Shabbos, tois for Shabbos. We're able to take part of the weekday and bring it into Shabbos. We're able to bring in Shabbos early or to end Shabbos late. That's that klipas noiga that is able to enter into the kiddusha. But we cut away, the Sifrei Kabbalah explain, that when that happens, those other guys, the other bad guys, the three klipois that are Ra Gomor, that are Tmeis, they want to come in also. By taking that hot shower, that hot bath or whatever, it causes a Shalheves Ko, a heavenly fire to come down and slice a separation between the three klipois that are all bad, versus the noiga that's good and bad, and the part of noiga that can be brought into the kedusha is brought into the kedusha. Kemuva b'makom acher, as Rab Nozal discusses in another place. So again, that's the culmination of everything that we've been doing during the 6 days of the week. Throughout the 6 days of the week, we've been involved in this birur, this separating good from bad, because we said the 6 days of the week are chesed gvura, netzach hoid, kosher posel, tomei tohor, osur mutter. That's the 6 days of the week, corresponding to the six sidrei mishnah, which are good and bad. When we go into Shabbos, everything, all the bad has already been eliminated, and Shabbos, through our rest, whatever elevation needs to happen, happens through our inaction, through our bittul. Nimtza shebeshabbos nase tikkun hanefoshos shel bechinas heichal hakodesh memela al yedei hamenucha vehashvisa vehabittul shel Shabbos. So therefore, on Shabbos, the tikkun, the repair of those souls that we're trying to repair, of the Heichal HaKodesh that we're trying to bring close, we're trying to be machzeh and b'tshuva, on Shabbos, the repair happens through our inaction, through our not going on a bus and not going in a car and not doing malachim. Rak b'choyl tzrichen lasik b'b'chinas tikkun hanefoshos al yedei eish hamishpat. It's during the 6 days of the week. Then when we want to do this repair work, it requires that Eish HaMishpat. That's a major part of building the Heichal HaKodesh, of building the Mishkan, that you must employ that Eish HaMishpat during the 6 days of the week. V'alkein yefsher lasik b'binyan hazeh kiyim al yedei habitul shel Shabbos daika. And therefore, it's impossible for a person to do this work without the bitul of Shabbos. Al kein, therefore, ein meleches ha-mishkan doiches Shabbos. And that's why the work of the Mishkan is not doiches Shabbos. Ki adarabba, just the opposite. Daika al yedei shvisa Shabbos betachles ha-menucha v'habitul alein soif. It's specifically by resting on Shabbos and on Shabbos being zoicha to this bitul, to the infinite light, That's what enables us during the 6 days of the week to accomplish what we need to accomplish through the Eish HaMishpot, which is the Meleches HaMishkon. Now, as Rav Nosson Zal is explaining, you have the 6 days of the week, you have Shabbos. We're involved in building the Mishkon in both of them. During the 6 days of the week, in order to build a Mishkon, you need that Eish HaMishpot. The building of the Mishkon that's done on Shabbos is done through Menucha, through rest, through Bittul. That's what makes it complete. That's what finalizes it. And it's the Bittul on Shabbos that helps you be able to do what you need to do during the 6 days of the week properly. Lahavdil, I'm saying that there are so many different examples of this. When you pour concrete, you're building a physical building. You watch as they're pouring the concrete, you know, to fill in the, you know, to build the walls. How they do it here in Eretz Yisrael. They have this heavy machinery that pushes, that number one, that mixes the cement. It's cranking it and it's using thousands of watts of energy to mix that cement and keep it loose, you know, for when they're ready to pour it. Then when they pour it, they take this super powerful, powerful machine and they're shooting the cement through this thick, you know, this thick pipe, shooting the cement, trying to make it fill in these spaces that they allocated for the wall, for the floor, for whatever they need to do there. And all of that, there's tremendous noise and activity and cranking and all of that. When they finish, If somebody stands there with a spoon or with a ladle and he keeps mixing it, you ain't going to have no building. After they've done all of that, what do? You have to walk away from it. You have to leave it and let it settle, let it harden. And then if you do any malacha, if you work it, you mix it, you crank it, you push it, it works the opposite way. It goes against you. This concept of the gemar, the completion of the work, requires this bittul, this menucha. Just leave it, let it stand still, let it settle, that kind of thing. And that settling is the real shleimus, is the real completion.